Hi there, I'm Shane Spears and welcome to another edition of Summit Scale, beaming out to you from the beautiful city of Bath in the UK. My guest today is Jodie Mabry. Jodie, very warm welcome. Great to have you on the show.
Oh, Shane, I'm so glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Brilliant. For those of you that don't know him, Jodie is a former park ranger who has become the happiest podcaster on earth. Jodie uses a park ranger's gift for storytelling to help people and businesses find and use the right stories to add clarity to their message. He works with executives from Disney, Morgan James Publishing, Great Escape Publishing, and more. Brilliant. Jodie, the title of our interview today is How to Grow Your Influence with a Podcast, and we have 5 minutes for the interview. If you're ready, I'll start the clock.
Oh, I'm ready, Shane.
Let's go. So why do you recommend a podcast as a way to grow influence?
One of my favorite things about a podcast, and this is why it will grow influence, is there are not many other avenues or mediums you can talk to people where you're connecting with them during intimate times. So I like to watch YouTube videos, but I'm usually sitting there with my phone when I do it.
Yeah.
I read blog posts, but I'm sitting there. Hopefully I'm not doing any of those while I'm driving.
Yeah.
Because that's not good. But I do listen to podcasts while I'm driving or while I'm mowing the yard.
Yeah.
Or while I'm doing the dishes or going for a walk. I listen to podcasts while I do all of those. And someone like you, Shane, you're in my ears while I'm doing those things, which is my everyday life.
Yeah.
So that's one of the great ways a podcast builds influence, because with individuals, you're connecting with them at times you wouldn't otherwise. And as a podcaster, you make one-on-one connections hundreds at a time.
Yeah.
And so that's one way that it builds influence. And another is it connects you to people you wouldn't otherwise meet. If I didn't have a podcast and if Shane didn't have a podcast, neither of us would have connected with each other.
Yeah. Yeah. It's brilliant in that way. And what impact has a podcast had on your business?
Oh my goodness. This is hard to fit in a short interview because it's been so tremendous. My first podcast was the Park Leaders Show.
Right.
Shane mentioned I was a park ranger. I took that and after I wasn't a ranger, I wanted to still be involved in parks. So I started the Park Leader Show almost 5 years ago now. And that led to connecting with Lee Cockrell from Disney. And then we did a show together. And then that led to all the other shows that I do. And none of that would have happened without a podcast. The doors that it opened, there's one, the people. Two is the opportunities, the speaking opportunities. I've narrated audio books. I've done other audio work. I've spoken at a lot of conferences. And then the third is the clarity it's given myself just by showing up and talking all the time. You end up finding out what you believe in pretty clearly, because once in your head's one thing, coming out your mouth is another.
Yeah. You're externalizing and you're starting to hear it play back to yourself. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. So those are the three ways podcasting has had an impact for me.
Brilliant. And what do people need to know before starting a podcast?
Well, I like to say that when it comes to a podcast, don't view it as a show. There are some podcasts that are brilliant shows, but that's not me. I'm just a small-time guy. Even though some of my shows have gotten big, I still keep that viewpoint. I'm just making conversation.
Yeah.
So that's how I look at it. Before you start a podcast, keep in mind it's a conversation, not a presentation.
Yeah.
And you are just talking to one person, because if I'm walking my dog and I'm listening to your show, it's just me. And so you can connect to people that way, rather than if you view it as a presentation and you're talking to a room full of 300 people, you talk a little different when you're on stage.
Yeah.
But a podcast, you're just talking to an individual. So before you start a podcast, that's the one thing I would keep in mind. It's a conversation, not a presentation.
Yeah. And where does this, I'm curious about this thing, the storytelling thing that you describe, you know, I described earlier on, where does that fit within your podcast?
So there's a couple ways that it does. One is I'm always searching for a story that fits an episode. And that has helped me uncover, like, if I have a lesson to teach. So two things will happen with me. One, I'll have a really good story, and I'll think, man, I want to share that story, but yeah, I need a lesson to go with it. Otherwise, it's just me telling a story.
Yeah.
And so sometimes I'll find a lesson to go with that story. The other is I will have a really good lesson, and then I'll think, well, I want to grab attention, so let me find a story that goes with that lesson.
Yeah.
So doing that exercise on my own helped me do that for other people as well, to say, okay, you have all of this knowledge. Now let's find what's most relevant and help get that out. And then let's find the stories that go with it. Mm-hmm. Or if somebody has this really great piece in their background that is a great story, mm-hmm, now what can we pull from that people can learn? And so it's blending the two to find, okay, this is what I'm going to teach people, but what stories do we need to go with that,
yeah,
to help connect and make it, just spice it up a little bit, make it more fun.
Yeah, brilliant. Jody, sadly, we've come to the end of our time already. I could listen to you all day. You have a cracking voice to listen to. Folks, for more resources, check out Jody's website and resource there, www.jodymaybury.com/podcastmagic. Jody, thank you so much. Brilliant stuff.
Shane, thank you. This was my favorite 5 minutes of my week so far.
Thanks for checking out our Summit Scale podcast. If you like what we're doing here, please head over to iTunes and subscribe, rate us and leave a review. It's very much appreciated. And if you want to learn more about the work we do or are looking for a load of free resources to help with scaling your business, check out our website, www.summitleader.com.